I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS's destruction of ancient artifacts in Iraq is being called a cultural genocide by some. They join a long list of others who've annihilated history in the name of revolution. It's an attempt to reset history by erasing all influence before Islam. However, E3 partners Tom Doyle says the brutality stands in contrast to the hope of Christ, and people are responding. In fact, the gospel is thriving even in ISIS's shadow. Will you continue to pray? And April 26th is Compassion Sunday. It's a day for churches across America to share the Bible's message of caring for those in need. Compassion International hopes that churches will take the chance to care for a child through a local church in that child's community. It's a bridge to the gospel, and it makes a difference. So if you want to host a Compassion Sunday event, look for the links, downloadables, and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can get breaking mission news by following us on Twitter at MNN Team. I'm Ruth Kramer.